At the Inspirational Living Podcast, we honor the entrepreneurial spirit. But if you've ever started a new business, you know the challenges are many. It seems like your to-do list keeps growing every day. Finding the right tool that not only helps you out but simplifies everything can be a real game changer. For millions of small business owners, that tool is Shopify. Did you know that 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. is powered by Shopify? That's because Shopify makes it quick and easy to build a beautiful online store to match your brand. Backed with AI tools, they also accelerate content creation, such as product descriptions, page headlines, and product photography. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Levels of Living, Essays on Everyday Ideals by Henry Frederick Cope, published in 1908. Instead of the strength of your faith being marked by the length of your size, the genuineness of your religion is to be known by its joyfulness. The same God who gives the sunlight and the smiling fields, who makes the brooks to laugh through the meadows and the stars to sing at night, would rather see smiles than frowns on the faces of his children. His glory is not in gloom, but in gladness. He designed this world for happiness, and religion is but the pursuing of his plans for the good of his children. That which is holy must be happy. Artificial sadness is always sinful. The church is not sacred because it looks like a sepulcher. Music is not sacred because all the spring is taken out of it. You do not keep a day sacred to divine ends by making it dismal. It is a religious duty resting on all to cultivate happiness, to make this world less sad. No matter how sincere you may be, if your sanctity results only in sorrow to others, its satisfaction you must count for nothing. Happiness is the very health of religion. If religion does not give right relations to those things that determine the tone and color of life, it is a failure. True happiness can never be selfish. It grows only by giving. No one can eat a feast by themselves. Happiness is not found on lowly mounts of vision. It is a fair, refreshing stream that flows through the dusty ways of daily life. Its waters are never so sweet and cool to you as when you seek them for others. No one ever finds it who goes only with their own pitchers. The reason so many would-be saints are sad is because they will not be other than selfish. It is not strange that people who love this heaven-born life of ours should turn away from a religion that represents every happy, joyous human thing as an enormous offense against its God. Once upon a time, people gathered together every dark and depressing thought and thing and said that those things constituted the divine in this world. They looked out through the smoke glasses of sanctimony and declared that every glad, generous, hearty impulse and action must be evil because such things gave happiness. The old boundary line between the pain that was piety and the pleasure that spelt perdition has passed away. People have learned by tasting that the fruits of blessedness are joy and peace. The current age demands what God has ever intended, that religion should send us on our way with the vigor of happier hearts, with the upwelling love for others, that should drive out the squalor, misery, despair, and heartaches. Life has its work and it has its sorrows, but they ought both be for its enriching. The business of religion is to teach us the understanding and adjustment of life that will make it a feast of fat things, to teach us that the God of all desires the good of all. The more true piety, seeking for the loving will of the all-wise and loving, there is in this world, the more pleasure there will be in it. This divine happiness is the cure for the madness that some call pleasure. Life is a mockery indeed to those whose only hope is for the hours of leisure, in which to drink the deadening draughts of excitement, the lethal cup that only hides life's misery, by paralyzing the faculties against the possibilities of real pleasure. If people might only hear again the call of the divine, who bids the weary and heavy laden to come, if they might but know that this way of life can give strength, rest, peace, joy, what an enriching life they might have. Make life happier and you will make it holier. Make it full of pleasure, not that of a fool's paradise. Make it that of peace with heaven's plans, with the joy of knowing that over all is infinite love, with the strength that comes from knowing right is invincible, with the tender and sweet joys that spring up at the touch of human love. Go your own way to make them paths of gladness, to show love shining through sorrow. Give love generously to all, and yours shall be a religious life of service indeed. Happiness is the highest aim of life, higher than holiness or usefulness, because it must include both. To many of us it is so unfamiliar that we do not know it from frivolity. We seek the excitement of some pleasing sensation, and rising to its stimulus, we fall afterwards into subsequent misery. True happiness is the poise, calm, strength and spring of the life, fully in harmony with all things good and true. The secret of happiness is in grasping the significance of living, to learn that we live for things other and higher than those mad follies and fading prizes, for which people sell their bodies and souls, and fret out their nerves and hearts. No person can be happy whose heart is set on the changing fashion of things, or who looks for satisfaction in things. The lover is happy because they have discovered their prize, and is enthralled by a pursuit that makes all other things seem mean and paltry. People are happy in proportion as they yield themselves to the best, as they tune their hearts to strike the highest key of their lives. The Apostle Paul is happier in the dungeon, where he can be true to his ideal, than Nero on the throne without one. There is a feast in days of famine for those who have the inner eyes for the riches of life. You always can find in this world what your heart is looking for. You cannot satisfy your heart on everything you may chance to find. And until the heart is satisfied, and the deeper needs of the life are met, there is no happiness. However, remember that this search for happiness should not be considered a selfish pursuit. Few things can we do that will help others more than the cultivation of serene strength and cheer in ourselves. Not the soulless set smile, but the strength and sympathy that flow from a life fixed in confidence toward the eternal right and good, and with an unfailing love.